Hey guys, it's Teacher Monica, and I'm here to talk about some changes. So, the change I'm going to talk about is actually the change of seasons. So, right now, living in the northern part of America, we are entering into the fall season. So, the weather is beginning to cool off. Temperatures have been experiencing a dip. So when we say that it's taken a dip, it means that they have gone down. Anything that takes a dip, you can apply this to the stock market. Oh, yesterday the stock market took a huge dip or a huge dive, you could even say. It means that it's gone down. So the temperature has taken a dive. The temperature has taken a dip. All of these expressions that we use in English are just another way of saying that something has gone down. So the weather is taking a dive. There's a dip in the weather. All sorts of ways to say it, actually. But, you know, simply said, the weather has been cooling off quite a bit. And we have a saying, an expression in English. It's called sweater weather. Sweater weather. Oh, it's kind of a tongue twister. Sweater weather. Sweater weather. Say that fast 5 times. Oh my gosh. And what that means, basically, it's weather to wear a sweater because it's cooling off. It's getting cold. The temperature is taking a dive. It's actually quite nice, though, especially where I live, being in I guess there's a couple desert states in the U.S., Nevada, Arizona, are probably two of the well-known desert states, me being in Arizona. And being in one of the desert states, it's usually really hot. And a lot of people, so we have what are called snowbirds. So this is an English word that is used to describe people that come to the hotter states during the colder months, during the winter. So we have a lot of snowbirds. So like during the summer, there's not as many people on the freeway. There aren't as many people on the road. I mean, there's still a lot of people here. Don't get me wrong. But when the snowbirds come back in town, there's even more traffic. There are even more people. There's just more because people are coming from the cooler states, usually the eastern states. They're coming to the west to be a little warmer because in some of those states back east, man, those winters are brutal. They're harsh. There's a lot of snow. Some of them, it even lasts for about 6 months out of the year. Snow, they have to, you know, get their shovels and get that snow off their cars, off their driveways. And it's just it's a harsh weather. It's brutal. Okay. So harsh and brutal. Those are vocabulary words that mean it's very tough. It's very difficult. It's not easy. It's not kind. And a lot of people just don't like that. So they leave those states, they come over here to the West Coast where it's nice and warm, or at least warmer, and they enjoy it. What's really nice, so I'm in the valley, but up north in my state, it does snow and it's very, very beautiful during these winter months. There are places that you can go. They have set up like a natural snow slide. So you can take your kids there, go sledding, snowing, sliding in the snow, build snowmen. And it's really pretty, really, really pretty. And also, during this time of the season. So right now we're in the fall season. It's not quite winter yet. But one of the things that we usually do in the United States is we have a lot of festivities, a lot of events that are surrounded around, you know, the season, the change in temperature, the seasons. So usually in the fall, there will be pumpkin patches. A pumpkin patch is a place that it sounds just like the word pumpkin patch, but because pumpkins grow a lot here in the fall season, There are pumpkin patches. You can go take your family. There's usually a lot of food, activities, decorating, as well as maybe even like rides and stuff that people can go on. And it's just kind of a fun time. There's a lot of spices, like pumpkin spices, cinnamon, you know, these types of things. And then, of course, fall colors. So, like, fashion also begins to change. Now we start seeing more, like, burnt orange, browns, olive colors, black, these types of things. We see, like, boots. Women will often wear boots, shawls, you know, different kinds of fashion during these times as well. Men, of course, too. Not just women, men as well. And you can see this just kind of everywhere that you go. So these festivities, so the fall festivities are more, you know, pumpkin patch type things. Even Starbucks out here, they come out with this new like pumpkin spice latte thing. I actually don't drink Starbucks ever. I don't even drink coffee. I prefer tea. But in past years, I have had friends or family pick up a Starbucks pumpkin latte for me just so I could try it. So these flavors become really popular around this time of the year. And then as we do start to enter into the winter months, you know, obviously there's like Christmas season and all that and lots of decorating. So around this time as well, like in the U.S., there you know, people celebrate Halloween and do all these different things. There's haunted mansions, haunted houses where people go and essentially allow themselves to be terrified, which I don't enjoy or find fun. I never do these types of things, but other people enjoy doing them. And they go to these haunted houses and they walk through them, and there are people in there that are dressed up to scare them. There have been really crazy instances where people actually have had heart attacks. I don't know that I've ever heard of a death from a heart attack or anything like that, but it is actually really scary, which is why I choose not to partake. I am not a huge fan of Halloween, but there are people who really enjoy it. And then, of course, you have people who, you know, decorate their houses for Halloween, and you go door to door, and you know, the tradition is to knock on someone's door in a neighborhood that you live in and you say trick or treat, and then people will pass out candy, or, you know, whatever. It's usually candy, and the kids will often dress up in costumes, Halloween costumes. Whatever is popular. I know at the moment that I'm recording this podcast, there is a show called Squid Games. I have never seen it, but I'm seeing it all over social media. So I am familiar with what it is. Basically, I guess like some game of getting money, something where the wealthy are essentially allowing these people to move or not move, and then they can get killed. I don't know. But anyways, I've seen a ton of costumes with this Squid Game type show going on. So I do suspect that people will probably be wearing that a lot. And then, you know, kids could, I don't know, dress up like a Disney princess or, you know, whatever they want, really. I mean, there's so many different costumes and choices that people have to do, to dress up however they wish. So, you know, it's whatever they want. Sometimes parents will also dress up with their children. It just depends. Sometimes they'll even match them with their costume. So that's kind of like October. So right now we're in October. We also have things called Oktoberfest, which is kind of like a shorter way of saying October Festival, so to speak. Oktoberfest, October Festival. You know, and it kind of goes over what I just mentioned. And that's the fall. So as we get into the winter seasons, like primarily in the United States, I don't think there's any other countries that celebrate Thanksgiving. However, so But with Thanksgiving, there's usually like a big feast, you know, everyone coming together. I know last year, 2020, I think that was cut down because of Corona. I don't think anyone is going to do that this year, like not visit, because a lot of people are just kind of over it, I think. At least from what I'm seeing in my country, people don't seem to be as concerned anymore. So I would assume that everyone's going to be going out, meeting with their family. But traditional Thanksgiving includes like a huge turkey and then different sides like stuffing, cranberry sauce, vegetables like green beans, peas, potato, like mashed potatoes. And then you have pies, of course, going back to the pumpkin. There's always a pumpkin pie, chocolate pie, stuff like that. I do love pie. Pies are delicious. Apple pie. So, and what's kind of cool is I went and I visited my brother in Ohio, and we actually went apple picking, which was really fun. It was the first time I ever did that. We went to this huge apple orchard, and it was like 180 acres. It was huge. And I have never tasted so many different flavors of apples in my life. Like, I didn't even know that there were that many flavors. All kinds of apples, red, different shades of red, pink, different shades of pink, green, different shades of green. There were even some pears there. But each and every tree that had the apple, they all had different flavors. And that was really interesting to me. It was delicious. Not to mention, I got to spend some time with my nieces, which was really special. I absolutely love them. So that was fun. So, yeah. So now, going back to the holidays, then we have Thanksgiving. And then, of course, you know, a lot of Americans celebrate Christmas, which is essentially, you know, they get trees and put it in their, you know, the homes. I actually do not do that. I do not get a tree. I do not do those things. So I'm probably not your typical American in that sense. But I would say majority of Americans do that, especially Christian Americans. You know, if that's something that they choose to do, then those are usually the activities that they will do. And they'll exchange presents and, you know, do all that, those kinds of things. Although what is interesting, I just listened, it's been all over the news. I don't know if for those of you who are in other countries, I don't even know if you guys are aware of any of this. Probably not, because it doesn't affect you and it doesn't really matter. But or maybe you are aware. But anyways, supposedly we have this like major shortage of supplies in the United States right now. Like tons of cargo ships just hanging out on the ocean, just like there, and not doing anything. And so we keep seeing these news announcements that during the Christmas season, like holidays, no one's going to be able, like there's going to be very short supply, like very limited supply if people want to buy presents and whatnot. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, technically I won't be affected by that at all. Cause again, I don't participate in those activities. But it will be interesting to see what happens if that is true. I don't know. Sometimes what we see on the news isn't always what's actually going on in real life. So I am very cautious with what I watch and believe on the news, because a lot of the times we just can't trust it. I don't know. That's what I have come to learn about the news. What are they really even doing? That's another topic though, in and of itself. So anyways, talking about the seasons, the holidays, the festivities, and all these different things that go on in the United States, more specifically, but these things do happen all over the world as well. I know in South America, Europe, you know, a lot of these things are also celebrated. I'm not sure about fall festivities. I don't know if other countries celebrate, like Halloween or have pumpkin patches the way that we do in the United States. I am actually rather curious if that's also something kind of like traditions that are practiced in other countries. I am curious. Halloween, I think it is to an extent, but nowhere near the way that it is in the United States, I think. Thanksgiving, obviously, that's strictly an American or U.S. holiday. And then Christmas, I know that lots of people all over the world do celebrate. Well, all right, guys. So I do want to invite you to join me on my YouTube channel. I have been doing some live lessons there. Also, if you guys are looking to improve your English and have live English conversation practice where we talk about different topics, including IELTS topics, that will help you with your speaking practice as well as pronunciation practice. And then also daily English lessons during the week, you guys are welcome to join my online English class. I will leave a link to join in the description of this English episode. Talk more soon. Bye.